Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't think it would come to anybody's shock, and the Phillies writers are now, I guess, tweeting this out, that Eichhoff is no longer in the rotation. They haven't made a corresponding move. They haven't sent him down yet. You would think that Cole Irvin is going to be the next pitcher to come back up. We will certainly see. But the Phillies tonight, the lineup's out, Ike, and it is a similar lineup with Hernandez, Harper, Segura, Hoskins, Realmuto, Bruce, Kingery in center. But Sean Rodriguez gets the start at third base instead of Mikel Franco, and then Jake Arrieta starting. Franco's played well over there defensively, but he's not giving you anything offensively at this point, at least consistently. So if that means you put a bench bat in there to try to give you something, I'm all for it. But they need to get a win tonight, man. They can't lose two in a row to Arizona and then be fighting for their lives, trying not to get swept as they head down to Atlanta. They should not. All right, let's take a phone call here. Go to Mike Aston. Mike, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Mike?
What up, Mike?
I'm doing well. I don't think anyone has to worry that much about them. They've been struggling the past weeks or so, but I think we're going to pull out and win the division at the end of the year.
Okay. But what's the reasoning behind it? Why?
I just think we've brought in a lot of great players, like Realmuto. He's the best catcher in the league right now. Got Segura, who's an all-star. Harper, all-star. Bruce has been on fire. I think we just have a great lineup. We've just been struggling. I'm a big Kapler fan, but I think that we need to try to find out who's going to be our closer. We don't have a set closer right now. We haven't had one since last season as well.
Oh, you got a closer. His name is Hector Neris.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just trying to get to him, I guess, at this point. Yeah,
Didn't he just get Tommy John?
No, that's Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Oh, Dominguez. Yeah.
Neris has pitched very well this year. He has.
He's been having some numbers just like Lidge in 08.
What's your best game, Mike?
I think Game 7, 2010, semifinals for the Flyers when they were down 3-0 in the series. Came back to win in Game 7 with a three-goal deficit with Simone Gagné with the game winner.
3-0. It's a good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah. It's a good local one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is per Howard Eskin, Ben, that Gabe says doing an opener is on the table.
So what Howard told us is that Gabe was very noncommittal about what's going on. Basically, the gist of what's going on is Gabe has no idea what he's going to do, or he's not telling us. All he has said is he's not going to call up Adonis Medina. Outside of that, he could start an opener on Sunday. He could start Vince Velasquez. He could call up Cole Irvin. He has no actual idea.
Well, he's just not going to commit to it right now.
Right, so I mean, I don't even know what you would do at this point. Like, you've tried everyone.
Irvin could be a guy, but I mean,
but then you're just doing, like, remember a few days ago we were like, you know, Eichhoff looks like a great pitcher. I know, maybe Eichhoff.
That wasn't
a
couple days ago. That was a couple weeks ago.
It feels like a couple days ago.
It does feel like a couple days ago. He had that game in Colorado where he was excellent, right?
Can we just say they don't have a fifth starter? Like, can we stop pretending all of these guys are starters? Oh, Velasquez can start. No, he can't. Oh, Cole Irvin can start. No, he can't.
But you know what? I was watching the game last night saying Velasquez wouldn't be bad right now.
But then it's a vicious cycle, man.
I know, it's the same thing.
Then you're just going to end up taking him out of the rotation. Like, they don't have a fifth starter. That's why I think they might go with the opener. Like, at this point, nothing has worked, so why don't they do the most unconventional thing?
When you say the opener, you mean a reliever starts the game.
Yes, I mean they're going to start the game with a closer, which I know Ike loves.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one. You said that's going to be this weekend?
It could be Sunday.
That's my prediction for
Down
Sunday.
Down in Atlanta? Oh, okay.
Please.
That's one game we're giving away right there.
Does this mean can I change my vote to being worried, Ike? All right, so the Mark Cerys Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking for that special something for someone, maybe you're looking to get engaged this spring, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online, marks-jewelers.com. Are the Phillies okay, or are you worried about them?
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Both of the answers to that question can be no. No, the Phillies aren't okay, and people aren't worried just because it's early in the season. Doesn't mean that I'm not worried because I'm confident this team is going to make the playoffs. You're really just hopeful they're going to make the playoffs. I got Sean Rodriguez starting at third base. I got Scott Kingery out in center field. I have nobody I can bring off the bench that's worth a damn. But even though we don't have anybody to come in and pinch hit, did you say Bruce was starting tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Even though you don't have anybody that can really come in and pinch hit, we'll take out a pitcher that's pitching well at the time to bring in somebody to pinch hit who can't hit just because we have to score runs. These are the things that Gabe is left to deal with. So while you want to make all the excuses for the manager and why he shouldn't receive blame and don't want anybody to blame him, yet still, when the team doesn't have success, we'll say, well, this is the reason why, this is the reason why, this is the reason why. Yet, I still believe they're a playoff team. Yeah. That just, to me, that sounds like, well, I'm going to try to polish this up as best I can, no matter the circumstances, until we're eliminated. And that's okay to be that way as a fan. You may as well keep hope alive. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But trying to convince yourself that this team is in good shape right now and is trending in the right direction is crazy. What you better hope for is that it doesn't continue to trend in the direction that it has been, which is injuries popping up out of nowhere. That's what you had better hope.
I'm hoping, Ike. No, I'm hoping.
The idea that they're going to somehow flip a switch or this front office is going to make some big move at the trading deadline, they wouldn't do it last year, and they were actually in first place at the time, and they didn't do anything significantly at the trade deadline. They didn't. They went out and spent a ton of money this offseason, and we praise them for that. And quite frankly, I would imagine there are enough people out there that would be okay if they didn't go out and make any type of major move that's going to cost you a ton of money or going to cost you some of your higher prospects. Because you know what people are going to say? We got Bryce. He's here for 13 years. Nola's still young. Realmuto's here for a couple more years. McCutcheon will be back for two more years. Like, that's what we'll start doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kingery looks good.
He does.
And those are positive things to hang your hat on. But if you're sitting in my position where I can clearly see through all that and say, dude, we're going to waste a good opportunity here. We don't know what the future holds next year. We're just assuming somehow they're going to be in first place next year. Oh, by the way, coming back with the same pitching rotation. The same rotation. They're going to be better next year, though.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like,
okay.
Even though it looks bad right now.
It doesn't look bad. What I'm saying is it doesn't look good. And why wait until it looks horrible for you to try to do something then?
Yeah, but my point is you're still winning games, right? It's not that you're not free falling right now. You're still winning games. And you're winning games despite the fact that your offense has
4 out of 10.
What's that?
They're not free falling, but they did lose. What,
they won five straight, then they won four straight, and then they lost two in a row.
Well, they lost five in a row somewhere in there, didn't they?
But you said they lost five straight.
Oh.
I mean, if you want me to go back, they won three in a row, they lost one. They won two in a row, they lost five. They won four in a row, they lost two. If anything, they're streaky with what they do. I'll just go back to the Milwaukee series. They won the first game in the Milwaukee series, right? Then they lost three in a row. They won four straight. Colorado first game in the Cubs.
How far are you going back to do this?
Well, I mean, I went back a month is how far I went back.
And it's not the same team.
Okay, so when do you want me to start then?
I need you to start anywhere.
With five straight? But no. My point is they lost five straight games. Then they won four straight games.
Yeah.
Now they've lost two games in a row. And you have two more against the Diamondbacks. So if they win the next two games of this series, it's not going to look bad, right? And the fact that they continue to win games with a team that clearly needs help starting pitching-wise, well, you can say that, or I can say that they have a knack for winning games, this team, right?
That's the glass half full.
Well, I mean, maybe you see it as the glass being half full. I look at it as being like this is still a good overall team that has underachieved and has won games regardless of that. That has won games with the fact that the offense is underachieved.
Yeah. So you're mistaking whether or not they're a good team versus a bad team versus whether they're a playoff team or not. Like no one said they're a bad team.
No.
They shouldn't be. They just spent the half of, $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be a bad team. They aren't a bad team. No one's saying they're a bad team. We're saying, are they good enough? When you're missing players, when your starting rotation is what it is, when it doesn't look like the front office is going to go out there and jump up for some of these big names at the trading deadline, it seems like they're going to penny pinch and add some bottom of the rotation top guys and then hope for the best. That's what it feels like.
I agree. But
okay.
But I guess we look at it differently to where you don't need to go out and get the best player at the trade deadline, right? Because to get the best player, you're going to have to give up the most prospects or the best players. I don't know if the Phillies are in position to do that if it's a rental. Can they go out and can they improve the rotation? Can they go out and can they improve the bench? Can they go out and get an outfielder that can play?
Why didn't they go out and get Dallas Keuchel?
I would have to, if I was guessing, I'd think that they don't like him as a pitcher.
Did anybody ask the Phillies why they didn't, no interest in Dallas Keuchel?
I don't think so. I don't know. If we're able to get Matt Klentak on Thursday, we're going to be at the Phillies Festival. We'll ask him.
Mm.
Well, ask him, why not get Dallas Keuchel? You have a need for pitching, and I know he did say that, well, we like our guys, and there's plenty of time and all that. Would I have signed Dallas Keuchel like? You're damn right I would have.
Hmm.
Because they need a starting pitcher, without a doubt. I don't think that Matt Klentak has been wise with how he has approached starting pitching to this point. I didn't like what he did last year at the trade deadline by not getting Cole Hamels. He went with his young guys last year. That didn't work out. I don't expect him to do the same thing this year. I don't. 888-729-9494. But the question is, are you worried about the team now? Because just, what were we talking about, a week and a half ago, like I said, slam dunk playoff team? Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't look as like
so here's what
much
I would
of a
say.
Slam dunk ben, right now.
Ben, here's what I would say in the question. Is this team good enough to get to the playoffs as they are presently constructed with no major moves being made? See, being worried is too easy to pass off with time. It's easy. People can go down to they can go down to the shore and not worry about the Phillies right now. I'll pick them up in the end of July, and then I'll worry about them. That's too easy of a question to go the other way, in my opinion. I just want to know whether or not this team, as they look right now, do you feel like they're going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they can. Absolutely.
We know you do.
Okay. But, I mean, I mean, when I look at it, right, like Bryce Harper hasn't done what most of us expected him to do. Segura has been good. Hoskins has been good but can be better. Real Muto, mm-hmm. I feel like, can be better.
Maybe our expectations for Bryce were too high.
Maybe. Bullpen has been injured, and the fact that they've been able to stay afloat with being injured, and then the starting pitching has not been good, mm-hmm. right? So for everybody that's underachieving right now, at some point over the course of a long season, 162 games, it's going to even itself out. And what my hope would be is that the guys that are underachieving by the end of the season, it's going to even itself out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.